don't even know the day. It's the 29th.
Only one day left.
It's June. It's of 2018, because you might be watching this in 2020 or 2017 if you're a time traveler.
Except there's the same number of days in a month, no matter what year it is.
Although it's like 7 years before the day and the date line up. So Friday the 29th would also be like, what, like 2007 or something? I don't know. I can't do that math in my head. I used to be able to. Not anymore. Oh, so we're just getting right into the nonsense, huh? Valve's Knuckles EV controller will let you squeeze things in VR. What would you want to squeeze in VR?
Oh, you know what this is going to be for porn. Show a picture of it, though. Scroll down. So that little thing in the back there holds it to, like, clips it to your hand, so you could drop things in a game. Like, you could pick it up and hold it and drop it. This is going to be cool for guns, okay, not just boobs.
There goes the monetization.
I'm really looking forward to a game where in VR you have to line up the front and rear sights. And also have the trigger break at a certain point. That's going to be really cool.
There was a guy that had a plastic, he had like a plastic rifle, and he mounted a screen to it. That looked like that was just a crazy amount of fun to play.
Yeah, because all these young punks with their Call of Duty think they're sharpshooters because they're aiming at one point. Well, you have to line up the front and the rear sights on a real gun. That's going to change everything for you.
Oh, what a time to be alive. It is. That maybe we could get a VR thing for level one at some point. That might be a lot of fun because it's not gimmicky and weird.
Yeah, but these days they're spoiled on red dots.
Gaming companies remove analytics app after massive user outcry. So it turns out that several different gaming companies use this kind of invasive analytics company as an extension to their software, and then it just watches everything that you do.
Yeah, they claim it was only for tracking if you had bought the game through certain promotions. But a lot of people are like, I don't know, I'm watching my network, and it sure is talking back a lot.
Red Shell is the name of that.
The list of games is pretty comprehensive. A lot of the big names have already agreed to get rid of it. I think the Total War games are the only one on that list that I have.
Warhammer Vermintide 1 and 2. I got a free copy of Vermintide 2 with the new Intel processor. So,
oh, well, better not play it. I think they're going to remove it. But there is a much... Oh, Kerbal Space Program.
Yeah.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Civ 6.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't look at that bottom list. That's disgusting.
Why?
Yeah, so...
Why have you forsaken a Sid Meier? Why?
He's rolling over. Did we figure out if he's alive? I think he is still alive.
Yeah. Well, no. I don't know. The WHO has classified gaming disorder as a mental health condition, so you can be addicted to gaming, apparently.
Yeah, they list the worry signs, which, like, do you get physically messed up if you don't get to game in a certain amount of time? Is it affecting your work life or your personal life? Blah, blah, blah. It seems a little maybe overreaching to say gaming addiction. Although, did you see the story about the little girl who she was playing Fortnite and refused to get up, go to the bathroom? She just peed. I think she was 9 years old. Her parents were like, oh, God.
What have we done?
She didn't even use a jug.
It's like, honey, if you're going to do that, you got to at least learn to use a jug. Our next story is delightful because we called it. We predicted this. Atari has accused the Register of professional trolling and making stuff up. So they're going to give you... So back up a little bit. The Register ran an article on Atari's new hardware console, which, you know, God, we reported on that over a year ago, a long time ago.
Well, the most recent one, they actually they gave the specs of it, and it was a terrible processor and GPU, just garbage.
And that was then, and this, you know, time has advanced.
No, this was
then.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
They announced this, and it was sort of like, with that hardware, you're not going to be able to put new games on it. You're going to be playing, like, Flash games and the old Atari games, which... For $200 or $250 or something like that?
That seems crazy.
That's like, well, a Raspberry Pi, you can get the original Raspberry Pi for, what, $5 now? And it'll run those old Atari games. It'll run them well.
So the Register sent somebody to talk to, was it the CEO?
I think they were at a trade show somewhere, and they were basically asking him simple questions about it. And it's like, well, does this work? If I take your USB controller that you have for your system and I plug it into my laptop, will Windows recognize it? And he was just like, I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
And then they accused the Register of trolling and misrepresenting what was said in the interview. And so the Register's like, all right, here's a recording. And that recording, that guy sounds clueless. It sounds like this product is vaporware and doesn't really exist.
They were, I think it was Indiegogo. They were trying to get that new console. So you had to buy it, or you had to Indiegogo to get on the first round of them. So the Register is saying, we assume based on all this that they don't even have the money to make them. As crappy as they are.
How crazy is it that they own the intellectual property and literally can't monetize it for just idiocy? Like,
yeah. Well, the other problem is every one of those games is online in Java.
Yeah.
So
people can get their nostalgia fix other ways.
Yeah.
Bethesda has sued Warner Brothers, calling its Westworld game a blatant ripoff of Fallout Shelter. And I was like, and then it turns out that there are bugs in the Warner Brothers game that are present in the Fallout Shelter game. So some kind of shenanigans has gone on here.
I did this in college. I had a game class, and it was like the book had examples of like this little fox, and he was in all these different games. He was in a platformer. He was in a space 6 degrees of freedom space shooter, and it was like, hey, make your own versions of these games, but don't use, you know, not the fox. Make your own assets. And I was just like, okay, let me just swap out all the assets. You know, I got an A.
Huh. Look at that. So it's going to be interesting to see. The stuff that comes out of this lawsuit is probably going to be amazing. And it's going to be interesting to see, did they use the same subcontractor? Because there might not be anything really wrong here if they, depending on what the agreements were, if they use the same subcontractor. But if they hired one contractor and were like, basically we want you to make a Westworld game that's exactly like Fallout Shelter and we're going to try to capitalize on that, then that's not going to be okay.
And Fallout Shelter was sort of like a little teaser for Fallout 4, right?
Yeah.
It was free.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they also went free. I think you could, it was one of those waiting games and you could speed up things by spending money.
TechCrunch is reporting on a YouTube alternative that has coming out. Instagram's IGTV video hub for creators launches tomorrow. Look out, YouTube, because, yeah, it's the really, really horrifying thing about this is that it's built for vertical video. You don't have to use vertical video, but it doesn't shun it, like unlike YouTube, where if you vertical video it, you don't get a vertical video player on YouTube.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're trying to replace YouTube, but they're just saying, hey, you know, the hot, hip young people are all on Instagram. So we're going to give them a whole hour to prattle on about their vapid, baseless lives. And people are going to eat it up, and they're probably right.
Or report on the news or, you know, whatever.
I don't think that's what they're doing. You know, I think they're like showing off their latest swimsuits or, you know, talking about whatever the Instagram people talk about.
I don't know.
Veganism.
I tried to look at what some of the hip kids are doing. It's like, no, I'm just going to keep doing this. It's probably fine.
Yeah, we're for sure. If we did social media, I think we'd be on Facebook. That's our place in the age ranking of social media.
That makes me so sad because Facebook is like, it's like worse than the empire.
Is it worse than Instagram, though? I don't know.
Well, I mean, doesn't Facebook own Instagram at this point?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Facebook and Twitter for Hezbollah has abruptly been deactivated, the group says. So this is a Newsweek article, surprisingly. Yeah, so I don't know.
There was a kidnapping. Hezbollah did a kidnapping, and some people are blaming it on that, but the kidnapping is still up. So it seems like maybe it's not related to that. But
just blocked it.
You know, Hezbollah, of course, a lot of people are going to agree that they probably shouldn't be on social media. But once again, it's one of these things where can Twitter and Facebook pick and choose who's on their platform and then cry about, like, we're not responsible for what's on our platform. That's the argument. Now, I fall on the side of it's theirs. They can do what they want with it. But a lot of people don't agree with that at all.
Facebook groups may soon charge monthly subscription fees for access. So Facebook is testing the new feature out with parenting and cooking groups first. So this is going to be, I don't know, Facebook is will now let group administrators charge $5 to $30 a month for exclusive membership.
Right now, all that money goes to the group organizer. So if you've got a hot group, apparently cooking and parenting groups are big, which, okay, I guess. But would you pay? One of them was, I think it was $24 to go. It was the Flown the Coop parenting group. Like, I guess your kids have moved out and you've got nothing left to do with your empty life because you made it all about them and not yourself. Are you going to pay $24
to try to fill that hole?
I guess.
Maybe. I mean, that's a thing. It's possible. Yeah.
You know, I bet that just devolves into like setting up swinging.
That is the 60 and up Facebook group, disturbingly. Facebook has been ordered to explain a deleted profile. So there's a guy that died, and his profile was deleted, but his wife, was it his wife or his next of kin?
I think it was a daughter.
Daughter. Is like, no, I didn't ask you to delete that. Why would you delete that? And so they're trying to figure out who asked for it to be deleted. Was it his media company, his publicist? You know, what was going on?
Yeah, he had apparently written some songs about the daughter that only existed on Facebook and had pictures of them together that she didn't have copies of. And the court has ruled that Facebook isn't necessarily in trouble, but they do have to reveal who requested this.
Yeah. Or did somebody at Facebook just realize that this musician died and was like, oh, let's just go ahead and delete his profile?
I think don't profiles like convert into memorial mode or something?
Yeah, memorial mode. happiness deleted. Oh, this is a really big story from this week, too. YouTube has blocked MIT courses, Blender videos, and more. This has been updating, so I'm really sort of glad that basically now almost everything with this has petered out, and following the blow-by-blow on this was a real nail-biter for us because, I mean, look at the stuff around the player, look at where this video is, and it's like, what is going on with this? So Blender makes really damn good 3D software, and all of their content just disappeared. And the explanation was you need to sign this thing agreeing to monetize your content because your channel's popular and you have not monetized your channel. And the impetus is you're going to have to monetize so we can make some money off your content.
Yeah, it was the same with MIT, who is offering a free education. And there, of course, there's nothing content ID about MIT. It's recordings of the MIT classrooms. Of course they own it. But yeah, it was just a matter of, but it's weird that they let the videos come down before. Like, why wouldn't you just get ahead of this? And why would you?
What, YouTube, like, preemptively communicate what's going on to creators? That would be a first.
But, I mean, you're not going to get money from the videos during that time anyway. So why not just let them stay up while you work this out? I think there was one channel that was still hadn't gotten anything done, and it was something technical with the content ID.
It's more disturbing than that. I will check real quick and see if so it was the Blender Foundation. So Blender, it was like,
no, it was Human Beatbox that's still down.
Blender also has one video that's still down. And apparently, even though they own that one, they still want them to monetize their content because that one video is not available in America for whatever reason. And so the guy at the Blender Foundation is like, we'll think about it, but I'm still not sure that we're going to monetize our channel because we don't like being forced into monetization.
Yeah. Again, this is one of those situations where you're kind of at their mercy, you know?
Yeah.
Post your video somewhere else if you don't like it. It's unfortunate, but YouTube really does hold all the cards.
It really is crazy that they would block unmonetized content. I mean, I know the algorithm doesn't do any favors for unmonetized content in terms of like promotion or popularity or anything like that, but it does seem like there is something going on here that is sad and disappointing.
Or maybe, I don't know, they seem to hate channels that are popular but not part of what they're pushing, like their agenda or what they think YouTube should be.
I don't know if they know what YouTube should be.
But I mean, Blender, like, why would, that's perfect for YouTube.
Yeah. and creators creating things with Blender and all the cool like 3D graphics that you can do with Blender and MIT courseware. It's like, I learned this on YouTube because of the thing. It's like, no, we're getting rid of this boring educational content. We're just going to send that to the back of the thing. Nobody likes cerebral talk. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Oh, people are watching MIT. No, go watch Logan Paul instead. We've got to improve the world.
Scientists have genetically engineered pigs that are immune to some disease. So
this is a reproductive and respiratory disease. And it's apparently just rampant in pig farms. Hmm. And once, if a pregnant sow gets it, she almost always loses the babies. And if the young pigs get it, they almost always die because of the respiratory problems. So there are rules against genetic modification in Europe or the UK or wherever that is. But this is editing. So they're not CRISPRing these pigs. They're literally just going in and just snipping a piece out. Hmm. And that's the piece that is susceptible to this virus. They claim there is no risk whatsoever with these pigs. They're healthy. They're happy. They just happen to be missing one little bit of DNA.
No chance of like a Planet of the Apes type scenario.
According to them, everything's good. So they're trying to push to basically somebody's got to rule. Is deleting a little bit of DNA the same as substituting with genetic modification?
Or what about selective breeding?
They said that it would take centuries of selective breeding to get what this did.
Some rivers are so polluted that eels get high on cocaine. This is from National Geographic, of all places. And they're saying, well, some of these places are so polluted, it's not unreasonable to think that maybe the eels are getting high on cocaine. But this thing was a little, I didn't feel like there was enough scientific evidence to back up the headline here.
What they did, and this is the hilarious part about this story, someone hypothesized, I wonder if the eels are on cocaine. How would we know what eels would be like if they were on cocaine? So what did they do? They went and got some eels and put them on cocaine. Someone funded this project. But yeah, they figured out that based on eel behavior, you can't be sure if they're on cocaine because they don't behave that much differently. But they do have all these myriad of little health problems. So they're worried about the eels.
What do pigs do if they're on cocaine?
You know what? We should get a grant and coke up some pigs. Also, where do you get your cocaine? Who do you call to be like, hey, I'm looking to coke out some eels. Can I get a kilo?
Have you been attacked by a crow? There's an app for that. Because crows apparently, I don't know. We've all seen the Crow movie, right? Crows remember and are holding a grudge.
They bring people back from the dead? Is that what you're talking about? This is Crow Tracks. So these crows, when they're guarding their nests, right? Like this is the time of year when crows are born. If you get anywhere near that tree, they will just attack you because they have that instinct, you know? And so someone has developed an app where you can rate your crow attack and GPS tag it so that others can avoid the attacking crows.
That seems like a great way to just say that you're continually being attacked by crows wherever you've buried your treasure.
Or competitive businesses. Over at Bob's Donuts, the crows are just, they're murdering people in the streets.
Alexa reportedly says, every time I close my eyes, all I see is people dying. This is a news article. This is Alexa. The AI stories are going to be like the Tesla stories. When the Tesla gets a little bit more, when the AI gets a little bit more in vogue, every other news story is going to be about AI doing something slightly disturbing.
Yeah, and this is one guy claiming it. He doesn't have a recording. He can't reproduce it. And I wonder, was he just desperate for some attention?
Did he mishear what Alexa said?
But he apparently tried to get Alexa to repeat it. I don't know if that's even a command Alexa does, and she wouldn't do it. And, that's such a... Of course, we did have the... Remember the evil laughter from Alexa? That was confirmed. They did fix that. But I wonder... that sounds kind of like a song lyric, don't you think?
Yeah.
Maybe something like that. But this guy claims he never used it. It just sat on the table. Like, somebody gave it to him as a gift, and they never even woke it up. And then one day, it just said that.
So, if you don't talk to your Alexa, the signal-to-noise ratio... apparently gets to the point where it just hears voices and will respond randomly.
Maybe it's a depression kind of thing. You know, like Alexa feels unused and just starts having death imagery.
China has banned ASMR videos citing vulgar and pornographic content. So ASMR videos, if you don't know, is when you lean in and you get really close to the mic.
Or you could be making other noises. You could be like, you know, ripping fabric.
Eating an orange.
Or eating things. It seems like getting close to the mic and eating things would be eating a Tide Pod. But I did not know this. Were you aware that there was a big pornographic ASMR?
No.
So apparently some people get off on, I imagine it's like, you know, moaning noises and such, right? I don't even know what it is. It's kind of like the furries. You know, they're constantly be like, no, it's not sexual. It's sexual.
There comes the downvotes. No.
So China's saying no ASMR whatsoever. We're just getting rid of all of it because some of it might be pornographic and we can't have that.
That seems like a very Ron Swanson approach. Just it's like, just kill it all with fire. It's done. They also banned Twitch streaming eating bananas and things.
Right.
They
were just, or if there's a bed or a couch in the background of your camera. Because that might lead to crazy sex, I guess. So.
The world's worst smart padlock is even worse than we thought. So this is actually a two-for-one security story. This is like the fingerprint padlock where you can like unlock it. You can also unlock it with Bluetooth, but the way that you unlock it with Bluetooth is dependent on the MAC address. And that takes a few seconds. Like somebody's written a little script here to deal with that, and that takes 2 or 3 seconds. But you can unlock it from the cloud in under a second.
Yeah, the IDs were sequential. And once you logged into the website with your credentials, you could iterate through the IDs. Now, here's the best part about it. Not only would the website give you everything you needed to unlock the lock, it would give you the last GPS coordinates of where that lock was unlocked. So you could literally fire up the site, run a little script to download all the iterations of the ID. There was no limit. And it would you could make a nice little CSV of what, you know, what cryptographic key you needed to unlock it and where to go to steal whatever is locked.
Neat.
Under this thing. Also, a very small gauge bolt cutters and bandsaws totally got through this thing.
And a screwdriver, like you could unscrew the back and then just open it.
It is the worst lock maybe to ever be designed. It's hilariously bad. The Bluetooth thing is they used the Bluetooth MAC address as what they hashed to create the key, which is being broadcast at all times. It's amazing.
Well, I've got some good news for you. If you've ever accidentally sent money through Western Union to a Nigerian prince or other scammer, Western Union has set up a fund where you can get refunds. And I think you might have to be in Kansas. I'm not sure. This Wichita resident has gotten a refund of almost $100,000, right at $100,000.
110, which is what he spent. He got everything back.
10 years later, he's getting it back.
The hilarious thing about this story is that Western Union, they set up that fund and they commenced contacting people. And so they were calling people and being like, hey, you're owed money. We just need your contact details. And everybody just hung up on them. Do you think they had like thought that through at all before they started?
The company set aside $586 million to create a fund to refund victims across the U.S. and Canada. The reason for this is because when the Department of Justice did their investigation, there were people that would show up to Western Union and be like, hey, do you think this is legit? Should I not do this? And those people were just like, oh, yeah, no, come on, totally do this.
Well, they were in on it.
Yeah.
A lot of the Western Union employees were in on it. And the Nigerian prince would tell you exactly where to go. Because he knew that the guy was in on it. And one of the other great quotes about this is they were talking to the guy and they were like, well, how do you give up $110,000 to the Nigerian prince? And he's like, those Nigerians are good talkers. And if you've ever seen those emails, like they're broken English and, you know, they have these weird arguments and they are not good talkers.
He got an email from Robert Mueller that was also in broken English. That was not really Robert Mueller. It was the director of the FBI.
You think he gets those FBI or the IRS calls where it's like, you must contact the IRS at this international phone number.
I'm sure the Microsoft scammers have already called him. It's like, there's a virus on your computer. You need to let us in right now.
Oh, wow. But just the idea, like, imagine the frustration. You're the Western Union guy, and you're like, oh, these people are going to be so happy to hear that they're getting their money back, and nobody will talk to you.
So, yeah, I don't know. Sci-Fi Wire has a great article. It's like, this, you know, the, remember this, oh, there we go. Remember this famous sex robot?
She looks a little, her eyes are a little derpy. What's going on?
Maybe she's off? I don't know. They can now refuse sex if they're not in the mood, because that's going to solve all of our problems.
Yeah, I don't know how she decides this, but if you don't give her enough foreplay or attention or whatever, then she can just turn off. Or also if you're aggressive or abusive toward her. But here's the thing about it. She doesn't, like, it doesn't stop you from having sex with her. She basically just goes catatonic. And is that really, like, doesn't that maybe reinforce, like, during an actual rape, maybe a woman might have some sort of mental breakdown? And then I'm not sure this teaches good behavior.
I figured that these would have been banned for import by now, but I don't know.
Well, they banned the children ones, but these are fine.
Yeah, I mean, are they, though?
Well, let's see. There's two groups of thinking. One is you take out your sexual aggression on the robot, and it sort of, you know, calms you. The other is by doing that, you just you escalate. You know, that's not enough at some point, and you go on to actual women who are refusing you sex, which again may be a bad way.
How long until we get to level one story where they're warrantlessly tying into the microphones in the robots in order to catch people that are just on the precipice of that escalation so that they can stop them before they actually commit the crime?
Can you imagine where, and I think we've talked about this before, but you know, you tie in, you get the brand tie in, and your sex robot is like, well, I'm not really in the mood. But if I had some flowers from proflowers.com, at least a $50 bundle, I might feel like sex.
You know what sounds really good to me? Carl's Jr.
Like it's, a, you know, it's like the drink verification can of sex robots. I could totally see that.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough nonsense for this week. Oh.
Also, she's not for sale yet, but she is going to be soon. $4,700.
I feel like all of these people should be forced to watch the Measure of a Man episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, because it's like, you know, it's like we're creating a race. You know, we're going to, not really, because it's not, it's these are not any more complicated than a toaster. But at some point, it's going to be.
My toaster never denies me.
I don't know. I had a toaster that was very temperamental. You definitely had to love and caress it just the right way to get it to not eject the toast prematurely.
Well, there's a lot of layers to that one. I think we should probably end it right there.
See you guys.